Good morning, everyone! You're listening to Breakfast Reading, and I'm your host, Sepide, from Bayonabata. Today's episode is about cheating on a diet. Can cheating on your diet actually help you achieve your weight loss goals? Many dietitians say yes. Find out how this is even possible. It's very important to cheat. A closer look reveals why cutting yourself some slack may actually help you shed pounds. It's easier to stick to a healthy eating plan if you allow yourself a little flexibility. Of course, no one is suggesting an all-you-can-eat junk food buffet, where you get to binge on an unlimited amount of every imaginable indulgence. Researchers suggest a small amount, 100 calories, of one of your favorite treats daily. That might be a 100-calorie chocolate bar or 1/16th of a pie. Be careful. Don't compensate for these treats by skipping meals. That will do more harm than good. If you skip meals and then binge at the end of the week, you're more likely to slow your metabolism because your body won't know when the next meal is coming. And it will hang on to the calories when it finally gets some. So, do you want to make cheat meals good for your metabolism? Make the most of it. Select an indulgent treat, such as a medium-sized fresh-baked chocolate chip cookie, and break it up into small pieces so we can stretch out the experience over a longer period of time. Make it an event. Don't eat your treat mindlessly in front of the TV or computer. Take your time, sit down and avoid all distractions. If you're having that slice of pie, put it on a nice plate. Avoid trigger foods. Trigger foods are the ones you just can't stop eating. If you know that, as soon as you eat one or two chips, you're going to feel the need to finish the whole bag, then you should avoid bringing chips into the house altogether. Get back to basics quickly. Of course, after you've cheated, it's essential to get back on your healthy eating plan right away. Don't spend time beating yourself up about it. Tomorrow is a brand new day. Just get back on track. Now tell me, have you ever cheated on your diet? Don't forget to leave us a comment. Well, that's it for today, everyone. Stay tuned for more. Bye-bye.